I've been absolutely delighted to talk with you over the past few weeks about the book we've been reading together as a parish family, The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. I've had some of you tell me that you've already read it more than once, so you certainly get gold stars for that, or that you've already read it and given it away. And some have even said that it has changed their life. So I'm very happy that the book has been so well received. You know that I am fond of quoting an old Latin phrase, lex orandi, lex credendi, lex agendi. The law of prayer is the law of belief, is the law of action. Remember, several months back, we did our sermon series on the Mass in slow motion. And then another one on the Creed in slow motion. And now this one on the four signs of a dynamic Catholic, well, that has been the law of action. When I came here to Prince of Peace almost 3 years ago, wow, time flies when you're having fun. Almost 3 years ago, I set about teaching about what the Church believes and prays, and what she says we should do to act on that belief and prayer. And all of that teaching has been to prepare for this moment. You know, since I've been here, I've been asked many times, Father, what is your vision for our parish? What is your vision for Prince of Peace? And I've been reticent to elaborate one. Yet Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people will perish. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. That's a really horrible phrase, isn't it? Got to come up with something different. But there are a lot of ways to be the church, to be a parish. One is not necessarily better than another in our Catholic world, but no community can do everything at the highest level all the time. Leadership has to chart a course that is guided by a vision to a certain destination. So after 3 years here, can I say that I have a dream for Prince of Peace that I invite you to be a part of? I think I can. Now, you may have noticed that I am awfully impatient, okay? And sometimes it gets me into trouble, you know that. But why am I this impatient? Paul writes the Romans in chapter 13, verse 11, you know that the hour has come to awake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. 2,000 years ago, the apostle to the Gentiles felt this urgency, this zeal to accomplish as much as he could for the gospel of Christ. And I too feel this urgency. The world as we know it is passing away. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31. Now you know it much better than I do, but we are living in a time of incredible social and cultural change. We can't take our Christian faith for granted. Our Christian faith is not something that we kind of absorbed by osmosis, just by kind of living in the culture. All over the world, Christians are being persecuted and martyred for their faith. And that persecution is coming toward us. It's only a matter of time. And that's why we have to know what we believe and why we believe it. Now, I've said it before, and I will say it as long as I have breath in my body. A Christianity of convention, of feelings, or custom will not stand. Only a Christianity of conviction, one that comes from hearts purified of worldly thinking and enlivened by the Holy Spirit, that's the only type of Christianity that can withstand the assaults of evil in our time. That's why you hear me very often preaching against false conceptions of religion. Remember, I say, remember, it's not about you. It's about God and His worship and His revelation. Why you hear me preach against indifference. The statistics that Matthew Kelly discusses in the book that we've read together as a parish family bear out that the fact that the church cannot go on as she has. Now, there's no question of changing doctrine or morals. We can never betray what Christ has handed down to us through His church. But we cannot act as if any of us can escape the fact that we must stand up as disciples for Jesus. We must stand up and be counted as one of the saints. Even as we recognize that sometimes we are far from reaching that heavenly crown. That's okay, but we still have to put one foot in front of the other all the way to heaven. And in doing so, we become saints. We become what we receive in the Eucharist. We become love. My dear friends, we are living in dramatic times, and these are the times which make saints and heroes. So when you close your eyes in death, on which side do you want to be? On the side of the saints, gloriously reigning triumphantly with the Lamb in heaven, or with those who have lost their way? I've often spoken in these past 3 years about three words that are dear to my heart: truth, goodness, and beauty. If you want to know what my vision for this parish is, then you're going to find it in those three things: truth, goodness, and beauty, that are attributes of God and exist perfectly and infinitely in God. The four signs of a dynamic Catholic are not just an occasion for a sermon series that ends today and are gone. They are the spiritual disciplines which we as a parish family are going to intentionally focus on: prayer, study, generosity, and evangelization. Those four spiritual disciplines are means to the end of union with God, of eternal friendship with God. And we'll have access to that union with God in three different ways: through truth, goodness, and beauty. So what do I mean by that? I want for people to come through the doors of this church and be caught up into truth, goodness, and beauty, and be carried by them aloft all the way to heaven. Truth, as we learn together at the feet of the Master what it is that we should believe and how we should live, so that the splendor of truth can show us the way to heaven. Goodness, as we together give thanks to God for all that He has done for us and seek out every possible way to reflect that goodness to everyone we meet. Beauty, as we together face the Lord and experience the wonder and awe that come when we surrender ourselves to the glory of God that is made manifest in creation, in our brothers and sisters, in holiness, and in the life-giving sacraments of the church. And in fact, I want each one of you to be so caught up into truth, goodness, and beauty that you just can't wait to get to heaven, that this world will no longer hold you to it. But to get there, we have to start living those signs. You know, I remember the first time I started to work with a personal trainer. I had a general desire to be healthy, but as soon as he started telling me that I had to change my diet and even write down everything I ate and discuss it with him, the more he yelled at me to push through what I was absolutely certain was my limits. At a certain point, I finally said, okay, you know what? I'm out. I've had enough. And besides, who does he think he is anyway? In reality, he knew the discipline that it took to have a healthy body. But I didn't want it badly enough. That was the reality. I wanted it just to come to me with as little investment of my own time and energy as possible. So, big surprise, I dropped out and tried to do it on my own, and, well, that didn't work. It took me a year to finally realize that, as annoying as he was, he was right. And so I finally decided to change my life and make health and exercise a priority. I started to want it and develop the disciplines to bring me to those goals. Now, I have had a lot of setbacks and lazy days since then. I've never met a cookie I didn't like. But I still keep trudging on. Yet as important as the body is, what about the soul? Do you really want to become a saint? The French author Léon Blois once said, the only tragedy is to not become a saint. So what will your life be like? Will it be a tragedy? Or will it be a story of triumph and eternal joy? Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.